Numbers chapter 18. And Yahweh said to Aaron, "You and your sons and your father's house with you shall bear the defilement of the sanctuary, and you and your sons with you shall bear the defilement of your priesthood. And your brethren also of the tribe of Levi, the tribe of your father, bring with you, that they may be joined to you and minister to you. But you and your sons with you shall minister in front of the tabernacle of witness. And they shall keep your charge and the charge of all the tabernacle. Only they shall not come near the vessels of the sanctuary and the altar, that neither they nor you also die. And they shall be joined to you and keep the charge of the tabernacle of the congregation for all the service of the tabernacle. And a stranger shall not come near to you. And you shall keep the charge of the sanctuary and the charge of the altar, that there be no wrath any more upon the children of Israel. And I have taken your brethren, the Levites, from among the children of Israel. To you they are given as a gift for Yahweh, to do the service of the tabernacle of the congregation. Therefore, you and your sons with you shall keep your priest's office for everything of the altar and within the veil, and you shall serve. I have given your priest's office to you as a service of gift, and the stranger that comes near shall be put to death." And Yahweh spoke to Aaron, "Behold, I also have given you the charge of my heave offerings of all the hallowed things of the children of Israel. Unto you have I given them by reason of the anointing, and to your sons by an ordinance forever. This shall be yours of the most holy things, reserved from the fire, every oblation of theirs, every meal offering of theirs, and every sin offering of theirs, and every trespass offering of theirs, which they shall render to me, shall be most holy for you and for your sons. In the most holy place shall you eat it. Every male shall eat it. It shall be holy to you. And this is yours, the heave offerings of their gift, with all the wave offerings of the children of Israel. I have given them to you and to your sons and to your daughters with you by a statute forever. Every one that is clean in your house shall eat of it. All of the best of the oil, and all the best of the wine, and of the wheat, of the first fruits of them which they shall offer to Yahweh, them have I given you. Whatsoever is first ripe in the land, which they shall bring to Yahweh, shall be yours. Every one that is clean in your house shall eat of it. Everything devoted in Israel shall be yours. Everything that opens the matrix in all flesh, which they bring to Yahweh, of men or beasts, shall be yours. Nevertheless, the firstborn of man shall you surely redeem, and the firstling of us unclean beasts shall you redeem. And those that are to be redeemed from a month old shall you redeem, according to your estimation, for the money of 5 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, which is 20 gerahs. But the firstling of a cow, or the firstling of a sheep, or the firstling of a goat, you shall not redeem. They are holy. You shall sprinkle their blood upon the altar, and you shall burn their fat for an offering made by fire, for a sweet savor to Yahweh. And the flesh of them shall be yours, as the wave breast and as the right shoulder are yours. All the heave offerings of the holy things which the children of Israel offer to Yahweh have I given you, and your sons and your daughters with you, by a statute forever. It is a covenant of salt forever before Yahweh to you and to your seed with you." And Yahweh spoke to Aaron, "You shall have no inheritance in their land, neither shall you have any part among them. I am your part and your inheritance among the children of Israel. And behold, I have given the children of Levi all the tenth in Israel for an inheritance, for their service which they serve, the service of the tabernacle of the congregation. Neither must the children of Israel from this time forth come near the tabernacle of the congregation, lest they bear sin and die. But the Levites shall do the service of the tabernacle of the congregation, and they shall bear their defilement. A statute forever, throughout your generations, that among the children of Israel they have no inheritance. But the tithes of the children of Israel, which they offer as a heave offering to Yahweh, I have given to the Levites to inherit. Therefore I have said to them, among the children of Israel, they shall have no inheritance. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, thus speak to the Levites, and say to them, when you take of the children of Israel the tithes which I have given you from them for your inheritance, then you shall offer up a heave offering of it for Yahweh, a tenth part of the tithes. And this your heave offering shall be reckoned to you as though it were the corn of the threshing floor and as the fullness of the winepress. Thus you also shall offer a heave offering to Yahweh of all your tithes, which you receive of the children of Israel. And you shall give of it Yahweh's heave offering to Aaron the priest. Out of all your gifts you shall offer every heave offering of Yahweh, of all the best of it, the hallowed part of it, out of it. Therefore you shall say to them, when you've heaved the best of it from it, then it shall be counted to the Levites as the increase of the threshing floor, and as the increase of the winepress. And you shall eat it in every place, you and your households, for it is your reward for your service in the tabernacle of the congregation. And you shall bear no sin by reason of it, when you've heaved from it the best of it, neither shall you pollute the holy things of the children of Israel, lest you die. End of chapter.